Nqile Mdlulwa is joining me next for Everyday Xhosa, as he does around about this time every Friday. We'll be talking about a performer of a completely different kind.
Breakfast with Rafilo Emoloto on Cape Talk.
Molo puti hunjani?
Iphilile nkosi, wena njani futhi?
And right, but okay, so I'm excited for today's. I love how every week you weave a lovely story that has kept or topic that has come up in the news in the word that we learn, so that we can really position our conjugation for, you know, current times. And this week's is Suza or Umsuzo.
Yeah. Okay. So today's Xhosa word is Suza. Suza is spelled S-U-Z-A. S-U-Z-A. Suza is a verb that means fart. And the related noun is umsuzo. Okay. So, as you can imagine, Suza has been and remains one of my favorite because of words. It's provided me with hours of cheap laughs, even words that sound remotely similar to it. For example, there was a girl called Susan in my grade one or sub eight class. I'm sure she still hates me.
Did Susan, you call her Susan? Susan?
Yeah, Susan from Jamini One. So anyway, likewise, Susie, Suzette, Suzelle, you know, on and on. And my favorite musical instrument happens to be, it's a brass instrument. Called, it's like a big, you know, brass instrument. Yeah, you kind of put it over your head and whatever. Yeah, it's a sousaphone. Yeah.
What? I don't even know that.
Yeah, it's a sousaphone. Yeah. S-O-U-S-A phone. Yeah, sousaphone. It even sounds like umsuz or rishilo. Yeah, just go and listen to Google it. And of course, my favorite politician was the late Helen Suzman. I couldn't keep a straight face anytime her name was mentioned. Because to me, you know, like as a kid, it sounded like Intuzmane. It's like what I imagine a champion fighter would be called, you know? Yeah.
No, but. Okay, so how did it come up this week?
So imagine how hard I laughed when I read a story in the media. Where Ugumkani Awatembu, the Awatembu king, we look at the Lingyebo, labeled the ANC the devil's fart.
That was an hilarious clip.
Umsuzo Gasatane, the devil's fart. Yeah, that finished me. Like the highlight of the week for me.
And it was basically because he doesn't want to be governed by the ANC, so he called them the devil's fart.
Pretty much.
In short.
Yeah, I said they're going to finish us. They're going to sink us. Yeah, yeah. And then he called them that thing.
Well,
the table spot.
Yes. You know, it's hilarious to hear somebody, especially a person who calls themselves a king, using terms like devil's fart. However, having watched the state capture, you know, footage and seen what they were up to while we were all waiting for the president to talk to us about whether or not we're lifting the ban on alcohol and cigarettes, I did feel a little bit like something smells a little bit funny.
Yeah, it stinks. Yeah, something.
To high heaven. All righty. Well, that's a good one for us to use. If people wanted to actually conjugate it. All right. Thank you so much. Always excited to learn a new word from you, particularly one that is particular for art discourse. Have a fantastic weekend. Always a pleasure to chat to you. Klingele Mdlula there is our correspondent for Everyday Xhosa. Do you agree with him, or do you agree with King Dalinyebo that the ANC is umsuzo kasathane? And how would you, what would you describe out of the ANC's behavior that could justify umsuzo?